You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Take one. Knock, knock.
It is.
We're Stephen and Dana, and we can't believe you found a fucking podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning.
We're Stephen and Dana, and we're
in the room.
Dana. You haven't seen Pippin, and here's how I know you haven't seen Pippin. While we were texting about, like, what shows we're gonna do and kind of making our list, every time you spelled it P-I-P-P-E-N.
Right, because I know Scottie Pippin from the Chicago Bulls, a famous basketball player. Listen, I know... Okay, fine. Okay.
Great.
Okay, it's spelled differently. I also know a couple songs from that, and I have seen Andrea Martin's just incredible performance. Oh my god. Of, what is it called? I wrote it down.
I have to admit, I missed this revival. I did not see it, and I regret that. And I have to live with that for the rest of my days.
Oh, it's called No Time at All.
Yeah.
No Time at All. She is doing some acrobatic stuff in the air. What is she, 65? Like, I don't want to misage her. Pippin, but...
What do you think Pippin is about?
I know it's like circusy, and is it Stephen Schwartz?
Yes.
And it's Fosse.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And it's a little circusy. I know there's like a, what is it? The lead character. What is
the leading player?
The leading player. And I know they're all in their activewear.
The leading player.
I know Ben Vereen is in it, the original.
Yeah.
I know Tatiana Maslany. No. Tanya Pinkins. No. Patina Miller was the new Ben Vereen.
Did you
She's
know?
The new leading player.
Did you know that that casting makes them the first actors to win Best Leading Actor in a Musical and Best Leading Actress in a Musical for the same role?
I want more of that. Thank you. I want more of that. Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's a gender-neutral role, is it not?
Yeah.
It's like the narrator or something.
It's a smart choice. It's a smart role to cast interchangeably.
So yeah, Pippin. I don't know why I've missed it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I didn't run to the revival.
Me too.
I can't answer that for you. Is Stephen Schwartz my favorite composer of all time? I don't know. I don't know.
Are you a fan of Pocahontas?
I can't tell you why. Love Fosse.
Sure.
Love Patina Miller.
Well, listen, also
love
think
Andrea
about...
Love Andrea Martin.
Let's think about opportunity. Like, I lived in L.A., and, like, once in a while, some theater would do a Pippin, and that's how I saw it. It was by no means a Broadway-caliber production of Pippin.
No one has ever done Pippin in my world at all, ever.
Yeah, like, who's doing Pippin in Wisconsin? And we didn't have a revival until we had a revival in 2013, 14? I think 2013. You know, so it's one of those that's just not done all the time. So you can't always go see it, except on Amazon Prime.
Again, Amazon Prime is saving our asses. I also want to mention Broadway HD has a lot of filmed Broadway
Yeah, which I believe is like a channel on Amazon Prime. So if you subscribe to Broadway HD, you may like be in with the primeness of it all anyway. But if you don't have Broadway HD, you can rent it, something like that.
I do want to say that I said Andrea Martin was 65-ish. She is now 74, and that revival was, what, maybe 5 years ago?
Coming up on 8.
Really?
2013 okay, so maybe she was 8 years ago.
I am so old and everything's going so quickly.
But she did it in 2013 and 2014. She did part of the tour in San Francisco and LA.
Okay, so she was in her late-ish 60s, swinging around in the air, being held by her ankles. I can't with that.
She's a queen.
It's on YouTube. Get into it. But yeah, I'm excited to watch that as well. And I do know, you know, everyone
I am too. I'm
going to
watch that
theater.
One with you for sure, because I could use a refresher on Pippin.
Hold on. Anyone who's done theater or reviews or had to, like, stand around in auditions knows Corner of the Sky. Like,
correct.
Every male has sung that in some capacity. So I know
correct.
That, like,
which is the whole, like, which is the whole, like, mission song, right? Like, it's Pippin telling us what he wants and what he's going to do and what he needs to do.
He will find that corner of the sky.
That tells us what Pippin's about.
And I do know magic to do. Did they do that at the Tonys? That's the big...
Yeah, I imagine they did, if not, like, as their performance, as either part of their performance or as part of the opening number, maybe. It's some sort of... Magic to do's at a lot of things as, like, a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek. I remember it on Gilmore Girls. There's, like, a whole scene trying to happen while the kids in Miss Patty's dance barn are, like, trying to do their magic to do recital number.
No way. I feel like... don't come for me. Do not come for me. But
I'm
feel
not gonna
like
come for you over Pippin.
Here, it's like watching a trailer for a movie. Sometimes I watch the trailer and I'm like, oh, well, now I've just seen the whole movie. That's what I think I've seen Magic to Do and Corner of the Sky and Andrea Martin flipping around in the... Like, what more do I need to see of Pippin?
I will let you know that Simple Joys is one of my favorite songs from Pippin. I love it so much.
Did I know that about you?
I don't know. I love Simple Joys.
Simple Joys. I don't think I know that song. I'll have to re-listen to it. But yeah, excited, because this is a fun one, right? Like,
yeah,
it's,
and
it's
I'm excited
light.
To watch it again, because it's, like, old film. It's musical. It will not be filmed the same way that, you know, even Sweeney Todd was filmed, or Hamilton, or Shrek, any of these newer, I'd say in the last, like, since Sunday in the Park and Into the Woods,
Well, yeah, this version on Amazon Prime is from 1980.
Yeah.
Ben Vereen, William Catt, Leslie Denniston. I'm excited. I love Ben Vereen. My God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it should be noted that John Rubinstein, who did Pippin originally, came back into the revival and played Charlemagne, I believe. And also did that on tour. So that's cool to, like, play Pippin and then play Pippin's father all these years
so
later.
Fun.
So fun.
Family. So fun.
No,
okay,
I think there's a perspective to the role that, like, is so unique.
Do you have any more tidbits on Pippin?
Do I have any more tidbits on Pippin? Not really, because it's not as in me as Sweeney Todd is. I could kind of roll out of bed and have a discussion about Sweeney Todd on a panel.
You could teach your college class.
I don't know that I could do the same with Pippin. But I know that music and I know this story. What I didn't know when I was looking it up is that it opened at the Imperial Theater, but then moved to the Minskoff for a few months before it closed.
Interesting.
Which is always interesting, you know. I'd be surprised to see that it only ran for a few months at the end, because why go through all that to move your show to a new theater if you're going to close in under 6 months? Right. You know, like Lion King moved from the New Amsterdam to the Minskoff as well, but still going. They've made back their money on that investment. So I just thought that was interesting. Period.
Well, with that, I would like to say I'm excited to start my Pippin journey. And this is, you're hearing my voice right now. This is Dana Craig before she has seen Pippin. When you hear me again, it will be Dana Craig post-Pippin, post-Pip.
Mary Testa played the Andrea Martin role at Kansas City Rep.
No way.
2012.
I have a question. Was the Andrea Martin role always flipping upside down in the air? Is Mary Testa doing that?
The revival was, as I remember and understand, like, very circusy. It was, there were cirque folk, there was circus training, there was circus. It was circus. I don't,
they really upped that.
I mean, I don't think, I'm not gonna say that. I think it was more circus tricks than any previous production. I think that's fair to say.
Because I did not get a press release about Mary Testa hanging upside down. I feel like we both would have known that. There would have been footage. There would have been some injury that we know about. Like,
I know. I don't. I know a couple people on this cast list as well, but not enough to like call them up and ask them.
All right, well,
but Kansas City Rep is dope. They do good shit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of my notes on Pippin. It won't be totally new to me, but it will be certainly the first time in a while that I've spent some time with Pippin, so that'll be fun.
And with that, I'm going to go watch Pippin, you guys.
Same queen.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Dana, you're back in the city.
Steven, I'm back in the city.
Here where you belong.
Here where I belong, and not to, like, start this chunk with bad news, but I was in Wisconsin for about 3.5 months. I returned to New York City, and my landlord says, get out. So we're basically, like, evicted, but it's because, like, his daughter is moving in. And so I can't even be mad.
Eviction has a very a negative connotation with it. You assume that something you did caused you to be evicted.
Fault of our own. And I've lived here for 13 years. So now we have been looking and hauling our asses all across the New York tri-state area. And guess what?
But per the Craigslist listing that went to the In the Room account, you really liked that special space.
Yes. Okay, so that was our number two place, but I think we found one right up the street, and it's...
The number one place is still looking good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
But that's the update. I know nothing about Broadway at this point. Just totally...
Okay, well, I know something about Broadway.
Tell us all.
I know a couple of things about Broadway. Number one, the Broadway Podcast Network has an iOS app.
I heard.
Have you heard?
I have heard.
You heard in the meetings?
Tell me everything.
Get this. There's things in here that I didn't know, like that you could add non-BPN apps to the BPN app so that BPN can be like your podcast app.
Oh, it's like a hub.
It can be a hub. So yes, you have easy access and exclusive access to early release episodes as well as live events and video content that's from the YouTube channel. But you can also like add your other podcasts, add your Alec Baldwin in there.
And oh my gosh, you can curate your own list.
And that way you just like, you know, it's the little things these days, right? So when you have your choice of podcast apps, why not choose the Broadway one?
Right. So you could choose iTunes.
Broadway be the focal point there too.
Exactly. Everything about
when
you will
Broadway
be
is in your heart. You need like the Broadway option of all your apps.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that. Well, I need to download it.
Yeah. It's super cool. Also, for those of you, or for the LA contingent of In the Room, it's fully integrated with Apple CarPlay, so you can drive safely while listening to us, which may be unsafe in and of itself.
Fabulous. Great plug.
Highly recommend you download. You can obviously just go to the App Store and search Broadway Podcast Network, or if you are... you know, a web browser person, you can bpn.fm/app it out. Well, /app it out, because of the way I set myself up to fail.
To be clear, you added it out. It's /app.
bpn.fm/app.
Thank you.
And you can go to that URL and, download that way.
And I shall. I know it was in beta testing mode, so now this is very exciting that we can release it and tell everyone to, you know, everything about
it. Yeah, a lot of work went into it. A lot of work went into it.
Listen, we're fancy. Broadway Podcast Network is fancy.
Yeah, now that I know, I didn't know about the integration, so I'm going to try that. I'm going to put in some of my other podcasts, which have all fallen by the wayside because I'm not commuting anymore, so I'm really not listening to any podcasts.
Right, we're out of our routines.
But if I can add them in, I want to see how that works and see see what that does for me.
Sure. What else is happening in the world of Broadway since my life has been turned upside down the past few months? Stephen's Broadway beat.
Well, obviously, Scott Rudin is having his day. Because he's an abuser. He's a monster. He's terrible. Thank you, Karen Olivo. Thank you, everybody who marched the other day. Obviously, this has resonated with most everyone we know. But when Karen Olivo said that she wants an industry that matches her integrity.
Ooh. Well, listen, Broadway's coming back, and there's some house cleaning that we need to be doing. There's some spring cleaning.
There is some housekeeping. Girl, speaking spring of spring cleaning.
Is this where we transition and say, hey, listen to us on Lady Watch? Last night, we got together.
How fun was that?
So fun. And they did the Lady Watch Awards, and we were a presenter.
Yes, the 5th annual Grannies.
Yeah, and our friends Brian
Nash.
I was
so honored to be a presenter.
Yep, Brian Nash, John Hill, Natalie Joy Johnson, of course, the Lady Watch boys, Ryan and Jason.
Yes.
And, you know, there's
Ben
other
Rimmelauer
people.
And Daniel
yes,
Nolan.
Yes, yes, yes. So our friends of the pod, for sure. We're presenters as well.
Oh, my God.
Really
and
funny.
It's available. So you're listening to this on Tuesday. It is available to listen to now as a podcast episode. If you weren't there live on Saturday night, you can listen to it on the Lady Watch feed.
Yeah, it was our first clubhouse experience where we go.
I downloaded a trendy app called Clubhouse for the ceremony.
Listen, we dressed up.
I don't do that. You've sent me how many invitations to how many apps? The only one I've ever tried is Marco Polo. Because I can't resist a round of Marco Polo.
All right. Let's get real. What are we here for today? We're talking about Pippin, friends.
We've seen Pippin. We've educated ourselves. First of all, I need to remind you that when you submitted your list of shows that you knew nothing about, that we had a pool to pick from.
Yes.
You knew so little about Pippin that you spelled it P-I-P-P-E-N.
That's how little. Because I grew up with Scottie Pippin. You know, the famed Chicago Bulls player. Basketball player.
I know the name more than I know that it was in the sports world.
Yeah, so if anyone else wants to watch it, it's Bob Fosse's Pippin. It's the 1980 version, and it's on Prime, Amazon Prime, for free.
Amazon Prime. Easily watchable. My favorite part of it was the, like, community theater of it all.
Yeah.
Here's a trunk full of, like, the Joe Marsh of it all. Here's a trunk of just costumes and props. Make it work.
Can we tell people what it's about? Can I read the Amazon paragraph? Okay, just to give you an idea. Pippin, 1980. Winner of 5 Tony Awards, Pippin is a Broadway musical that is not only a contemporary classic, but also the play that made director-choreographer Bob Fosse a famous name long before Cabaret and all that jazz. Using the medieval legend of Charlemagne's son Pippin, heir apparent to the Holy Roman Empire, the musical pageant called Pippin is a parable about a young man's search for meaning and truth. I had no idea that that's what it was about going in. I also had no idea that Cheetah Rivera was in it.
Hello.
That was an Easter egg. And she is giving us legs for days.
With that crown. How Bob Fosse.
Who else is in it? Leslie Denniston plays Catherine. William Catt plays Pippin, who I thought was fantastic as Pippin. He's very much Pippin. Can I tell you that I hated Pippin? And this is not like, let's see how many musicals Dana hates. But it is not for me. It was not.
It wasn't for you.
For me at all. I'm sure there's a version of it that I'd be more interested in. I'm really sad that I missed Andrea Martin dangling from her ankles when it was revived on Broadway with Patina Miller recently. I know Sasha Allen did the tour. Would love to see that. She played the leading player, which is, you know, mm-hmm. Ben Vereen's bread and butter. He was great. But I could not get into it.
Here's what I loved about it. I love a show in a show, right? Because then there's two ways of watching it. You can either watch the show that they are putting on and suspend your disbelief and, like, take that journey. Yep. Or, and this is how I default, you can sit there and you can watch it. Because that opening number tells you who these people are. Who are all the players? What's their attitude? What's their, you know, what role do they get?
They literally came to tell a story.
Yeah. So you can watch it knowing that actor now, knowing the personality type of that actor and watching them play this part. Kind of the noises off of it all. The act two or the act three noises off where you're, you know, kind of behind the scenes watching them work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is fun to me. I like watching Cheetah Rivera's cigarette smoking clown, you know, play a motherly role. As opposed to watching Cheetah Rivera play a motherly role.
Right. It's layered. Yeah, no, that's fun.
So fun. And that it was filmed in 1981. Obviously, the technology was what it was. But I thought, like, the dad standing in the back of the auditorium of it all mm-hmm. with his handheld was so good for this. If you were to film it today, I'd suggest filming it the exact same way. It just adds to the troupe, the acting troupe yeah. of it all.
And it's so Stephen Schwartz. Mm-hmm. It has, you know, notes of Godspell in it. I can see influences of Hair in it.
I loved the set design when Ben Vereen pulls, you know, this little flag out of the stage and then pulls it up and it's the whole castle.
Yeah, that was a...
That's magic to me. Tony Walton. Tony Walton was the set designer. Julie Andrews' ex-husband.
Really? Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. He is known for his work on All That Jazz, Murder on the Orient Express, and Mary Poppins. And then also, obviously, on Broadway, he's done everything. From Guys and Dolls to Anything Goes to Grand Hotel and Steel Pier. Tony Walton is a big name in this house. As is Patricia Ziprot, who did the costumes. She did the costumes for, along with Anne Hould Ward, she did the costumes for Sunday in the Park with George. And I think she worked on Into the Woods, too. Brilliant costume designer.
So, Bertha?
Yes.
Who Andrea Martin played in the revival, in this movie was played by... what's her face? Martha Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Martha Ray is? Martha no, Ray.
You're about to tell me.
Martha Ray. So Martha Ray is someone who sued Bette Midler. This is a story from 1994. A Judge Wednesday threw out a lawsuit by comic actress Martha Ray that accused Bette Midler of stealing her life story for the movie For the Boys. Martha Ray thought Bette Midler's portrayal of her role in For the Boys was based on her life story. And Bette was like, I base this on over 100 women in the USO. This has... Sure, you're one of them. The lawsuit was thrown out. But
no shit.
But I remember that name as being like, ooh, Bette went to court.
Wait, that name stood out to you, or yeah. you just Googled who played your favorite part?
No, I know Martha Ray.
The name via the Bette Midler lawsuit stood out because in 1994 you read a piece in the Wisconsin Gazette.
Yeah.
That Bette Midler, you got a the Pony Express brought you a Google alert.
Here, okay. The suit sought $1 million in damages and 10% of the 1991 film's profits on the argument that the movie
10%?
Evolved, on the argument that the movie evolved from a script treatment about Ray titled quote unquote Maggie, which was submitted to Midler in 1981, and which she discussed with Ray that year.
Does this become a true crime podcast?
However,
where
okay, so
we
when
investigate
I was like,
this.
When I was like, oh, Martha Ray's in this. Oh, I know Martha Ray's name. Anyway, I thought she was fantastic as Bertha. That's my favorite song in the show. It's so important in the arc of the show.
Yeah.
And what a, like, just a mantra and motto for life. It's, what is the song called? It's some Simple Joys? No.
No, Simple Joys is one
no
of my
time
favorites,
at all.
Though.
No Time at All is the song that she sings to him, and to not be so serious and to live a little. And mm-hmm. I just love it. I love old women
singing.
I love
that they bring her a microphone.
Songs about... Yes.
Again, just like the acting troupe of it all. It's like if you... Did you ever read the books or watch A series of unfortunate events.
No.
Ugh, fuck. Never mind. There's like a clowny acting troupe in that. That's just, you know.
Listeners have. Oh, I have to be by my microphone. Sorry.
Yeah, you have to be by your microphone, Dana.
There's a lot that I liked about Pippin. I just don't know if it was for me. And honestly, it was between, you know, looking at a billion apartments. So my brain is fried.
I do also want to shout out Jules Fisher, the lighting designer, who, again, just legendary Broadway name. Legendary Broadway name. Sorry, I lost my tab. I mean, as far as films go, Jules Fisher worked on The Birdcage, The Stepford Wives with Bette, Chicago.
I'll work Bette into any podcast we have.
Right. I'm just, no, where is his? Here. I wanted to see what his Tony Award list was. He has won more Tony Awards and been nominated more than any other lighting designer.
Wow. You absolutely know the name Jules Fisher. I know that.
8 wins as best lighting designer, including Pippin, including Danson and Will Rogers' Follies. That was the other thing I loved. There was that that number in it that wasn't Will Rogers' Follies in essence, but it had what I call bleacher choreography, which is when you just get a bunch of people sitting doing the same shit, the hand jive, you know, whatever. And it was,
you know,
astounding.
What I love a Greek chorus. I loved the Xanadu of it all. You know,
it was thrilling. Oh my God, he did, going back to Jules Fisher, he did Song and Dance and Angels in America. Ragtime, Jesus Christ. More than I even knew. Anyway, like, stellar creative team. And that, for Pippin, think about what Pippin is. You need a stellar creative team to make Ragtag stellar.
Exactly, because it really is a performance troupe.
And feel Ragtag.
With a couple suitcases saying, hey, we're gonna tell you a story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Did this... Ben Vereen, is this his cabaret? Like, is this his Liza Minnelli cabaret? Is this his big star-making role? Or was he...
I think so. When I hear Ben Vereen, the first thing I think of is Pippin.
Yeah. I just don't know maybe where his Genesis story began in the life of Vereen.
I'm going to tell you, let's look up his IBDB.com.
Let's do it.
Real quick, why not? Ben Vereen. I know he's obviously done Wicked.
He was fantastic. That was his last
Broadway spin, I think. Obviously Hair, of course. That is listed as his Broadway debut. He was a replacement in Hair, and then went on to do Jesus Christ Superstar, then Pippin, Grind, Jelly's Last Jam, Fosse, I'm Not Rappaport, and Wicked.
That's
external
a great
links
spread.
Ben Vereen's official website and shop. Anyway, yeah, you say Ben Vereen, I think Pippin.
You say Ben Vereen, I say how high. I know, but, okay, so summary, I think I want to see other versions of it. Let's be real. Like, we're watching it on Amazon Prime. Like, we're taking the theater out of it.
Correct.
Theater of it all.
Correct. I think Pippin would be way more for you in a theater.
Absolutely. Because it is such a theater piece.
Yeah.
It's a theater piece for theater people.
It relies on the theater formula, how being in a room, how that room is set up. It totally relies on that. It really made me sad I missed the revival. Just to have something to compare it to, just to have a different version to, I don't know, to have seen. It makes me really want to see the next production I can go see.
Well, how do we want to wrap this up?
I would say if you haven't seen Pippin, it is worth watching, if only to, A, educate yourself on something important. I think Pippin...
That's what the name of this game is. We're educating ourselves.
I think that Pippin is important in the theater history books. I think it does stand out as something to be recognized all these years later. What it did and what it dared to do and how it did it.
And it keeps getting revived, so it's not Latin.
There's still life in Pippin.
Yeah, it's not like, a forgotten
Dana,
show.
It wasn't for you, but I'm sure you're glad you saw it, and I'm sure that it will inform...
100%. Oh, my God!
The next...
This is what I wrote down in my notes! I wrote, I thought there'd be more plumes.
I thought there'd be more plumes.
I did not know that was from this.
He even says it in the documentary. He says, you know that part in Pippin? I saw Pippin, he goes, I thought there'd be more plumes.
So we're talking about best worst thing that ever could have happened. Jason Alexander at one point says, I thought there'd be more plumes. And Stephen and I say that to each other every day. And it's in Pippin. It's a line in Pippin right before he sings My Corn of the Sky.
I thought there'd be more plumes. The reprise, let's be clear.
Let's be clear.
It's after he like wins the war. And he's like, I thought there'd be more plumes.
Wow. Can't believe I
Barbara Streisand
left that till the end. I thought that'd be my plumes.
I know. Obviously, I heard it, and I knew you hadn't watched it yet, so I didn't. I chose not to remind you, so that it could wash over you, like
so
a fresh
funny.
Wave.
So funny.
Well, guys, go watch Pippin. Cheetah's so fierce in it.
Cheetah's so fierce. She's so hot. Her legs. She's giving you. Choices. She's in great voice. She looks fantastic. She's sultry. She's witty. She's sassy. I hate that word, sassy, but
sassy.
No, she's great. She's giving you peak cheetah.
It's fierce. It's fierce.
So fierce.
Pippin, the 1981 production filmed in Canada. I don't know if it was a tour or like a sit down, but it was a Canadian 1981 moment.
They also break the fourth wall, which is fun, and I think it's what we were speaking of before, but it's for theater people, for sure.
For sure. For sure. It's fun. A little fairy tale moment.
Well, in the rumors, this has been so fun, and tell us what you're watching, and tell us what we should watch, because Lord knows we have so many blind spots.
Yeah, what other Broadway blind spots would you like to hear about? Or what are like your Broadway blind spots? What if Dana and I are super well-versed, but you don't know? What if it's your blind spot?
What if? And on that note...
Bye.
Bye.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.